I was asked recently to be a judge for a competition. They all took a turn presenting their websites. And so the score sheet that we were given, I have given to every member of our show, so you guys can play along with us. But the categories were speaking, presentation, professionalism, and content. And then it was based on you got a 10 out of 10, or, you know, it was like out of 10 for the scoring. So I thought, well, this would be the perfect opportunity for us to evaluate how we're doing as a show.
Oh,
so
this is going to be uncomfortable.
Is there somebody who would like to volunteer as tribute to go
get
first?
I always want to get mine out of the way.
So you want to go first?
I don't, but I just want to be done.
All right. So Jason and Matt, and then all of our AMLs listening, we're going to judge Jared on how well we think he does the following. All right, so the first category, and we are judging Jared first. The first category is speaking. Clarity. How well does Jared speak clearly, and how easy is he to understand? And it'll just be out of 10. So we'll go ahead and just mark our scores down for Jared.
Should
out of 10.
Should we say the answers?
Yeah, well? Yeah, go ahead. You can.
Me?
Wait, yeah, you want to go first?
I said 8.
An 8 out of 10.
If you're talking about on the air here?
Yeah.
8.
For our job, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For our job.
Yeah. I've seen him actually do presentations one time at church. Huh. Oh, okay. That's right. I was there for something.
Yeah.
I think, believe it or not, he's even clearer at church.
Okay.
I mean, clearer in doing a presentation in front of people.
Well, okay. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
That is nice. See, this is starting better than you thought.
I see some categories where it's going to be bad for me. I've already looked ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you, Jared, a 7 out of 10 for speaking, because sometimes you say "tis" when you're starting a sentence. Or you make noises when you eat and speak.
Yes. Well, it's easy to understand. You just are waiting for him to say it.
It's easy
a lot for
me
to say the words.
It's easy for us to understand because we see him, but I think that if you were on just the listening side of it, as everyone else is, you hear, like, what the hell?
If they don't, they will.
Right? So I'm giving you a 7 out of 10.
All right, Matt.
I'm going with a 6. I have to edit more of your stuff, and so
true.
This is personal to me.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. I can't tell you how many times I have to edit something, and in that sentence, Jared goes, sorry, Matt. Because he's messed it up. That happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
Is that not me speaking clearly, though?
That part is, but the part that I have to edit is because it wasn't clear.
Mm.
And also, you put periods in weird places in sentences.
It's called dramatic pausing.
What's
dramatic pausing would be like if he put a period there, but then didn't put one at the end of the sentence and then kept going.
Do you have an example?
I just did one.
Wait, so like, do it again.
So the period for him would be in the middle of the sentence, but then where there should be one right here, instead there's another one here, and then we just keep going into the next sentence. So he puts his periods in the wrong part of a sentence.
Okay.
When 6. I talk, I don't have any periods in my sentences. I guess that's the problem.
It is the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Retribution's coming.
Please. I welcome it.
No, you're being... That's your opinion. That's fine.
We gotta be honest.
Totally fine.
The other two don't edit your stuff.
That's right.
I'm
the only one that
sure.
does.
Sure. Uh-huh. I get it.
We just have
when
to
I first
to
started
it.
Working here, they... Jack Murphy had me put a pen in my mouth, and this is actually an old school technique, and talk with a pen in my mouth. He made me do it.
Because you were mumbled.
I had mumble mouth, and I always have talked really fast. So maybe when I'm doing presentations other places, I slow down a little bit, but that's been a problem where it can sound jumbled.
And it sounds, I mean, it helped. The pen in the mouth helps because you do slow down.
Right.
I thought that was a gimmick that Radio Culture does for years. They put it in their mouth sideways, and so you enunciate better, but everybody's usually in the room while you're doing it, and they laugh at you.
It's twofold. You get two great things out of it.
good content. All right.
Okay, the next category for Jared, and we're just giving an evaluation, is presentation. How does Jared do with eye contact? He maintains appropriate eye contact with the audience. So that would be obviously for us in here, but eye contact... Jason, how does he do on eye contact?
He gives eye contact. Sometimes when he's giving me eye contact, I don't always think it's appropriate.
That's funny.
Like when he moves the screen to look at you. Right.
So okay. I'll give him a 6 on that because it's not always appropriate.
Okay.
All right.
Jared, I'm giving you a 10 out of 10. It is so important and imperative in what we do that we have got to. And I don't even think about it. Like sometimes when I'm talking with people outside of the radio station or outside of our studio, I'm like, where do I look? What do I do?
Yeah, it's like I'm staring too much. Yeah.
But when we're in here, I don't even think about it, but we have to have it 24/7 to be able to communicate.
Yes.
So I give you a 10 out of 10.
I'm going to go with a 9. I think Jared utilizes eye contact in ways that most people wouldn't think to. Jared will look to the person that he wants support with when making a dig at someone else.
Yes.
So if Jared is making a dig at Jason, uh-huh. Jared will look over directly at me and make his dig to Jason because he's waiting for me to chime in.
back me up.
He utilizes eye contact in ways that not traditional eye contact.
And sometimes I can just do like a make my eyes wider to Matt, and he knows to get President Trump on the phone.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah.
We used to make fun of somebody who was on this program who only used nonverbals to communicate, and now that's what we do.
But it's the same nonverbal that meant everything.
It was the same nonverbal.
You just point at you, and it could mean, like, stop talking, or talk louder, talk softer. You're like...
Or go get me a soda, or make my oatmeal, or heat up my salmon cake. And you're like, oh, I don't know what that is!
Yeah.
Right. Okay, the next for judging Jared is body language. Uses gestures and posture effectively. How does Jared do, Jason?
For the most part, he does okay. When he's excited, he'll do some gestures. And since it doesn't say appropriate or not, that we're in the clear there.
Okay.
I do think...
we're in the clear.
I do think at times he may not feel like gesturing. He's just, I don't feel like moving. So I'll give him a 7.
Okay. All right. I also gave you a 7, Jared, because you do a lot of hand gestures when you're talking and you're excited.
Yeah, animated, yeah.
But the posture is real bad.
It's real bad.
It is bad. And if you don't have to move, you will not.
Yeah, that's correct. With a 7 for that same reason. You had me at a 9, and then when you said posture, it went down to 7.
When I saw posture, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah. All right. Next category, engagement. How well does Jared keep the audience interested and involved? Jason?
Me? Yep. He keeps the audience interested and involved, even though it can be very aggravating. But that is still engaging.
Right.
Sure.
So I'll have to give him a 9.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's like sad about it.
I know. Like, I have to give him a 9.
Unfortunately,
I'm just
trying
to be honest.
Yeah. No, I know. But you don't sound so depressed.
Give him a 9. I do think when he's speaking in public, I find him pretty engaged because he has to be more appropriate and... I don't think you're as mad at him like when he's doing a speech,
right?
Like especially at church.
Yeah.
So I give him a higher grade there.
Okay. I also gave you a 9. I think that we really do strive to tell things from our lives that we think are going to be interesting. So 9. I give you a 9.
I'll give you a 9. I think you are a very good writer and an above average storyteller.
Well, thank you, Matt. I think it's the first compliment I've gotten from him in 10 years.
That was very nice.
Thank you, Matt.
Even when we're forced to give compliments.
I always feel like they're not really.
They're not really.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. And then finally, under the presentation category for Jared, organization. Speech has a clear beginning, middle, and end.
This is just about speech.
This is just about
speech.
Thank goodness. Yeah, because you'd be getting a big fat 0 from me.
I would give myself a 0 on organization.
Jason, go ahead.
Twas Chris Brown. That's
Shut
an
up.
Inside joke. Not joke, but twas. But I know what he's saying. And yeah, basically, I'll give him an 8.
Dang it. Okay. Just because we keep having the same ones, I gave you an 8 as well. Very rarely do you go off. Well, I mean, you do, but.
I try to bring it back.
You try to bring it back, yeah. So I give you an 8.
Yeah, I go with a 7. I think you definitely have a clear beginning and end. It's the middle that's suspect.
Okay. That may be true.